Turn in your Bibles with me to John 15. John 15. Brother Mike, if we could get a microphone ready, maybe even two, I'm going to ask you to help me tonight, church. If you might be able to help me to read some scripture. I have a few verses of scripture. And even young people, if you would like to read, I would encourage you to participate. But we're going to find our place there to start off in John 15. And I want to talk a little bit about fruit tonight. You know, we are talking about the abiding life. We're talking about being fruitful. Now, what are branches good for, church? Bearing fruit. We cannot produce the fruit. How do we have fruit on our branches? What is the key? Abiding. And abiding is, when we talk about abiding in Christ, it is, number one, it is being what? Dependent on the Lord, relying upon Him. Not self-reliant, not self-dependent. We are God-dependent. Number two is not only depending on the Lord Jesus Christ, but number two, it is what? Communion with Christ. Again, that close, genuine, sweet communion with our Lord. That's something I desire more than anything as a pastor. I want that in my life and my family's life. But one of the things I really desire to do as a local church pastor, my prayer is that I can encourage you. Of course, I can't make you, but is to encourage you to have sweet communion with the Lord. That is my desire. If I can do that, I am so thankful in being just a help to seeing our church walk with the Lord. But it's communion with the Lord. And then thirdly, it is what? Obedience to the Lord. And obedience is unto the Lord. We want to obey Him. And He's going to talk about that, by the way, further into this chapter. You'll remember when Jesus said, "If you love me," He says, "keep my commandments." So there's an act of obedience there where we show that we are abiding in Him. But when we are doing that, God promises that we will bring forth fruit. In fact, I will say this, a true branch that is united or abiding in the vine, get this, there are no exceptions, will always bear fruit. Let me say that again. A true branch that is united or abiding in the vine will always bear fruit. Now, we've talked a little bit about what that fruit looks like, but I want to take a further dive into Scripture. And what does the Bible say what that fruit can look like? Because it's interesting how the Lord tells us how that fruit can look. And so we're going to have tonight, and I'm involved in this inspection. I'm not the one inspecting. The Holy Spirit is doing the inspecting. But we're going to have a fruit inspection tonight. And we're not going to have anybody get up and give a testimony and give a response to the message. No, we're not doing any of that. This is just for us to be inspected by the Holy Spirit tonight, right where we are. First of all, can I have someone read Galatians chapter 5. And Nathan, if we want to put these up on the screen, we can. But I would like someone to read it. Can I have a volunteer to read Galatians 5:22? That's the one on the fruit of the Spirit. I wondered if somebody... Yes, Kathy, can we get her the mic back here? Let's get somebody to help Brother Swofford out here so that he doesn't have to get his exercise tonight in the church. He's going to be all over the place. Thanks, Ken. You have one over there. There you go. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate that, buddy. All right. Yes, Kathy Collins. Forgive me. I forget. We got several Taylors and some Kathys. And all right. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Okay. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Want me to keep going?
Yep.
Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Well, that's the first one. So when Jesus is telling us here that in verse number 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Now, as we go through the fruit of the Spirit, just take a look at those with me. If you're looking at them, you can. They're up on the screen too. That unconditional love, the joy, the peace of God, the long suffering. That is, you have your, another word for that is we're long fused. Do we have long fused fruit on our branches tonight? I think upon gentleness. That this is a rather tough inspection, is it not? Gentleness. What about goodness? Just the kindness. What about faith? Believing God. I heard a quote recently. It was so convicted of me. Basically, that when it comes to believing God, people that worry, when we worry, it's a mild form of atheism. I never heard it put that way, because you're basically trying to figure out life apart from believing God. And we don't want that. But faith, where's our faith tonight? What I think about meekness. Oh, that mildness about us, power under control. I think upon temperance, which is self-control. Letting not being rattled so easily, and also being disciplined with our time and with our money, and disciplined with our emotions, and disciplined with our health, and disciplined that self-control. Is there fruit in our life tonight? You know, the Lord has a way when we see, and He sees fruit, as we looked at this morning. He has a way of even pruning when there's fruit there, to give more room for more fruit. But there's the fruit of the Spirit. That is a fruit. What about you tonight? If not, that means, logically, does it not? What does it mean? It means that we are not what? Abiding. Connected. It goes back to going to being connected in the vine, the Lord Jesus Christ, and letting His life and power flow through us. Would someone be willing to read Romans 1:13? Romans chapter 1. Okay, Kathy. And Ken will get her one here. I have someone else while Kathy's getting ready to read Romans 1:13. Who could take Romans 15:28? All right. Kathy. Oh, three Kathys. We'll let the three Kathys roll. All right, so Kathy Hoyt, you're going to take Romans chapter 1, verse 13, okay?
Now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that means refrained, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles.
Okay, read that last part of that verse again where it starts, that I might.
That I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles.
That's good. Paul's talking about here in the context of souls. He's talking about people that he has been able to lead to Christ, or that he desires to lead to Christ. And he's talking about, he refers to them as fruit. And, you know, that is something we should all desire to have in our life, is fruit from where we have desired and disciplined ourselves to point people to Christ, to lead them to the Lord. Now, again, I've preached this before. We're not talking about results here. We're not talking about results. We're talking about fruit. Do you see, the fruit is not necessarily them making a decision or getting a number of how many, but the fruit is actually us having a part in pointing them to the Lord. It's the ministry of planting seeds. It's the ministry of watering seeds and letting God give the increase, because the fruit belongs to Him. So we see here that winning souls to Jesus is a fruit. It's a visible fruit that we have in our lives. Again, we're not talking about results. We're just talking about the actual obedience of seeking to point people to Christ. I hope you've set some goals in your life this year to plant as many seeds as you possibly can. I do. I pray you have. I pray you're praying about watering those seeds. I pray that we'll have to continually refill our gospel tract racks, which I'm so thankful we got most of our Christmas gospel tracts out. So thankful for that. Thank you for participating in that. But then not only that, but just talking to people about the Lord. I know God is wanting to use you. You know, I can't help but think that each one of us are clay pots. You know? Yeah, I guess you could call us crackpots too, you know, because we all got cracks in us too, don't we? But we are clay pots. That's what the Bible calls us. You knew that, didn't you? You know, we have this treasure in what? Do you know what an earthen vessel is? It's a clay pot. It's a clay pot. And why is that? I love this. That the excellency of the power of God may be of God and not of us. See, the treasure is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage you, even as Paul said, let's pray for fruit this year in winning souls to Christ. Pointing Him. It's not about results, but it's about faithfully planting those seeds. All right. Who's got Romans 15:28? Is that the third Kathy of tonight? All right. So she's back here. Ken, would you mind getting her? Or do you have one? Sorry, Ken. Sorry, brother. Set you up there. All right. Romans 15:28 is our next fruit that we see in Scripture.
When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain.
You just read that one more time, Miss Kathy, nice and loud.
When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain.
Amen. That context is that when he says fruit, he's talking about the gift that the Macedonian believers were sending to the poor saints in Jerusalem. He's talking about the fruit of giving. And I am thankful tonight that Crooked Creek Baptist Church is a giving church. But I want to say this as kindly as I can. If you're not giving, listen, you are missing out. You are missing out on the blessing of giving. God will bless you, not necessarily monetarily and drop a new car in your lap or something like that. That could happen, but you know, most likely it's going to become in spiritual blessings. It's going to show up in your life and those around you. And I just want to encourage you, listen, you want fruit in your life. Let's have the fruit of giving. Thank you for your tithes. Thank you for your faith promise offerings. Thank you for when we have a speaker come in. My prayer is that when a special speaker comes in, even for one day for perhaps, that we would be able to give them $1,000. Just to bless them. Just that they're faithful, living by faith. They're coming to our church. And this last guest speaker we had, Brother John Stevens, our church was able to give him $1,000. I just praise God for that. And I thank you for your giving. You know, we want to bless them and encourage them in their gospel ministry. And teaching our children to give is so very important. Because we would be robbing our children of a blessing if we didn't teach them to give. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And we don't give to get, but we give, to give God the glory. And so giving is important, but the Bible labels it as a fruit. And I want to tell you, your fruit is abounding. And what a blessing that is. You know, Paul talks about the Philippians. Do you know in that Philippians chapter 4 account, I didn't write this one down, but it just popped in my mind. Remember he was talking to them about their missions giving, and he said, not that I desire a gift, but this is what he said. He said, but I desire that fruit may abound to your account. It was the fruit of their giving. They were supplying Paul's need as a missionary and helping him. And Paul says, hey, I'm praying because of your giving, there will be fruit. Praise God for that. And only eternity will tell truly what God has done with our finances. And don't think for a minute that you're giving in vain. Oh, my friend, we know that the Lord is taking account of every penny we give in the name of Jesus. Not only that, could someone take Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15? Do we have a volunteer? Yes, Brother Jeff. All right, so this next fruit that Paul refers to, notice this, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Jeff, you can read whenever you're ready.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
Amen. Notice what the Bible calls the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit. How fruitful are you when it comes to praising God? Do you make it a continual habit every day just to praise the Lord? Anywhere from just using the phrase, not flippantly or just trying to be trite, but just, no, praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. You use that often and then sing to the Lord. Sing unto the Lord and praise Him. Glory to God. Let that praise be in your heart, because I want to tell you, it's fruit. It's fruit. Let your home be filled with praise. Be thanking the Lord. I wish I had that little book with me tonight. I don't have it right here, but we're going to, I'm going to order a bunch more if we need to. But there's this book that's for like singing at home. It's a little, so it's not a hardback book, but it's just got some of the great hymns of the faith. And we just recently opened that up. I have no idea why it took me this long, but we just recently opened it up and are starting to sing these praises to God, because I realize that this is a part of abiding in the vine. Jesus wants to produce the fruit of praise in your life. You know, we can always complain, can't we? There's always something to complain about. Man, I tell you, I was so tempted to complain the other day when we had sewage back up in the house. I mean, it was coming through the tub. It was coming out around the toilet and the shower. You know, it was just coming on in. And I tell you, I was thinking, oh, and I probably did complain, but I'm thankful that the Lord, get this, this is just to God be the glory. The Lord sent a Christian plumber who was honest. And the reason I want to say he was honest is because the price he gave us was about half of what all the other companies had quoted us. And he was a Christian, and he was even praising God. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I said, I just want to thank the Lord for you. So he looked up and he smiled. He said, you're a believer? I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, you're the third believer this week that I've been able to serve. And he said, you know, I'm fasting right now. And I know you're not supposed to tell everybody you're fasting, but I was thankfully did, because he said, right now our church is going through some, you know, the challenge to us. And it's like I got chill bumps thinking about it. It's like our spirits were connected immediately. This brother was just so kind and gracious. And he said, man, I just want to tell you. And he said it was a common problem as a maintenance issue, but we got the problem solved. And he was so kind about it and fair and reasonable about it. And I tell you, when he was leaving, I was praising God. I should have been praising the Lord even before then. But you know, I even think of Antonio and Norma. She challenged me this morning. She really did. In Sunday school, they were all sitting there. And at the very beginning, I asked everyone if anyone had a praise. And when I saw her hand go up, she raised her hand with just a brokenness in her voice, but with a smile on her face. And she said, Pastor, I want to thank the Lord for trials. She's praising the Lord. Praising God. Listen, that's because she's connected to the vine. And when we're rightly abiding in Christ, the fruit of praise is going to flow through us, friend. Hey, let's put away the complaining and the griping and the being critical. Let's stop that. Let's stop that and let our hearts be filled with praise. Amen. Amen. That's a fruit. We got two more. Then we think about Colossians 1:10. Who hasn't read one yet? Y'all are right with God, all right? I'm sure you are. I only had all hands are on this side. Anybody want to read scripture on this side? All right. Miss Catherine, praise God. We got Kathy, and Catherine. Amen. All right, Colossians chapter 1, Anybody, while she's looking that up, does anybody want to look up Romans chapter 6, verse 22 on this side? All right, Gary. Okay, we'll put it up. Can you see it okay? All right, here in a minute, Brother Nathan, we will get Romans 6, 22 for Brother Gary. But Miss Catherine, do you have Colossians 1:10?
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead.
That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Notice Paul uses here in verse 10 that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. Get this. Being what? Fruitful in every what? That's your service. That's your service to the Lord. That, and listen, that doesn't mean necessarily that you have an official title, which you might, and that's great here at the church. It could be anything. It's just serving in the name of Jesus. It's you serving in your workplace. It's you going the extra mile when it's not necessarily in your job description. It's you trying to be a blessing. It's serving those around you. It's serving your family. It's stepping up and saying, I just want to be a servant and I want to serve the Lord. That is fruit. And do we have that in our life tonight? Are we seeking to serve the Lord in every good work, as it says here? Because that's going to be fruitful. That's going to produce fruit for the Lord. I can't help but think the blessing it is for us to lower ourselves and to serve others. When it's inconvenient, uncomfortable, I'm convicted even thinking about it. Let's strive in this coming year to understand that when we are abiding in Christ, there is going to be a sweet service of humility that will flow through your life and my life. Just take a moment. What is a way that you can serve people in your church? Might be just a nice note that you write somebody. It could be giving somebody a card and maybe just a gift card. It could be saying, hey, do you need any work around the house, especially those that perhaps are incapacitated for some reason. It could be various things that we could do to serve others. I'm thankful for you all. And I believe that you have a heart to serve. And I believe we will see fruit because of that as we do it in the name of the Lord. Not to please men, but just to be a servant. But then our last one here, Romans 6:22. Gary, would you like to read that one? Do we have it, brother? All right, here we go.
But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life.
Amen. This reminds me of our song that we love so much, Grace Has Spoken. I think it's one of our church's favorite right now. We love singing it, but we are made free from sin. And because we're serving the Lord now, it says you have your what? Fruit. Let's say it together. Ye have your
fruit.
Now the fruit is unto holiness. Now that's the last fruit I'm going to mention tonight. It's the fruit of holiness. Can somebody tell me tonight, What does it mean to be holy? Set apart. Amen. Means to be different. Means to be unique. It means to be different from the world and more like unto God. And as we dedicate our lives to be holy, hey, that's a fruit that needs to be abounding in our life. Let's be cautious and conscientious about the things we're allowing to come into our lives. I want to say this as a warning. I shared with the Sunday school class this morning, and I'm going to share with you tonight. I was watching a YouTube video the other night, and what I was watching was nothing questionable. It was just a short little video from, I think, The Five on Fox News. It was about some of this recent stuff happening over in Venezuela. Anyway, I was just watching that, and the thing, you know how YouTube will go to a commercial at any given moment. You're never ready for it. And the commercial, the advertisement that came over immediately, I didn't have time to pause it. I didn't have time to stop it. It was just vulgar. It was a lady that was speaking, and what she was saying, I couldn't stop it fast enough. Finally got it stopped and felt like I almost threw the phone because I just felt so convicted immediately. And I just was reminded, Satan's out to get us. He's out to tempt us, and he's out for us to just try to love the things of the world and to be tempted in any given way through lust and greed and pride. He wants us to be just filled with that kind of stuff. But I want to tell you, friends, we got to make a decision that we're not, that's not going to be us. If we have to turn the TV off, if we have to stop looking at certain things because certain things are coming in, listen, there's music we don't listen to as Christians because it's not holy. It's not set apart. Now, there are some things I've said as a church, we can't, you know, we don't have as much control over. We go out into the world, we go into Walmart, restaurants and the gym, things like that. They got music playing. But I just want to say what we listen to in our home and on our radio, let's make sure it's holy. Let's make sure it honors the Lord and doesn't direct our mind towards the wrong things. Let's make sure our entertainment is set apart as unto the Lord. Let's make sure of that and our attitudes. It's not just what we're watching and listening to, but it's even our whole demeanor each day. We are different. And you can ask my kids tonight, hey, does your daddy get angry, or does your daddy get in the flesh? Does your daddy do things he shouldn't do? They would tell you, if they're honest, yes, he does. Now, their mother is an angel, I just want to tell you. But here's the thing, when we are realizing that we have contaminated ourselves with selfishness, let's just be real with God and right with God and get right with the Lord. And just confess it as wrong, and what that does is that helps, that's us seeking to be holy as God is holy. Because God does not tolerate sin. When we're walking in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Well, I'm going to close with that tonight, but that's six for us to think about. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of winning people to Christ, the fruit of giving, the fruit of praise, the fruit of serving the Lord and serving others, and the fruit of holiness. What is it, friend? What about our life? Are we set apart unto the Lord? Let's be connected. Because when we abide in Him and He in us, there shall be much fruit. Father, thank You for...